Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You've connected to spirit guides and then you've had spirit guides, well, it sounds loaded when I say walk out on you, but you've had spirit guides walk out on you and then you change spirit guides. And I was like, well, there's like so much more to this narrative when most of us are just humbly trying to connect to spirit guides. So the question still stands, how do we connect to our spirit guides? But then maybe along the journey, you can give us the story of your journey with the spirit guides, and you've got a personal fascination with White Eagle, but nonetheless, you can just, yeah, take this question wherever you will.
Think about it like school. All right. When you first go to school, when you're 4 or 5, we call it infant school in the UK. All right. And you've got an infant school teacher who's going to teach you the basics of as many different things as possible. And every year you go up to the next level, you go to the next class, and the teacher's teaching you a little bit more. And then you end up in the UK around 11 or 12, we go up to high school. All right. Now we've got more advanced teachers, and they're not just teaching us 2 plus 2, they're teaching us calculus and geometry. It starts to get more complicated. And then if you're blessed enough to go on to college or university, your teachers are now professors. These are different level, right? Different level teachers, yeah? So like a teacher would have, you know, a degree and a 1 year experience of teaching. A professor's got a PhD, he's written books, he's, right. So it's the same sort of thing with our guides. So when we start off, we've got our infant school guides, all right? They're there to teach us the basics, to get us to remember who we are, to help us to connect, to know that we're not alone and this isn't just it. This is a little bit of a matrix. There's a hell of a lot more outside of this planet and this body, that we are soul inhabiting a human form, and we are connected with all that is source and the universe, and that there's a whole raft of support up there for us. So when we know that, if you know, don't just think or hope or wish, that there is a whole team around you, like all your teachers at school, all there to support you, and you can tap into them anytime you want. Think about school. If you needed to go talk to a teacher in between lessons or in the break, you could go and knock on some teachers' doors and say, I'm stuck, and they'll help you. Yeah. And they might say, I can't help you right now, but I'll be back later. Sort of thing with guides, but they don't say, I can't help you right now. They are always available to you. Always, always, always. So in terms of how to connect, intention, the I am, the will, all right? They work for you and with you. They're not doing you a favor. They're not busy and don't do the humble, humble me, right? You are a team. They are your team, all right? It's the same thing with God. Don't do the humble, humble me. You are a magnificent being of light that is part of source, that is that light, that soul, that love. You are the way and the life. I am. The I am is the God force within you. So, you know, when some churches teach you to get on your knees to God and like, I'm just this awful sinner, please give me a nanosecond of your time. God doesn't like that. Jesus told me that a long time ago. It's like, God created you. He's proud of you. Don't do that. Be proud of who you are and say, God, I need a chat, and God will be there. And so will any of the masters, and so will your spiritual team. So we're not asking a favor. When you come at it in the, oh, is it all right? And if you've got a minute, and I'm really sorry to bother you, right? That kind of...
I'm laughing because I've done that.
Right, sorry. Then we're in fear, aren't we? We're in fear. Are they going to reject me? Are they going to abandon me? Are they going to judge me? Are they going to... We're in that fear base. No, come at it from love. I need a chat. I'm struggling here. Or I need some guidance. Or, you know, I've had times in my life where, never mind struggle, it was like beyond. I can't do this anymore. I want to check out. And they've had a chat with me and kept me going. You've got work to do. You can't go anywhere yet. I want to go home. No, you can't go home yet. You know, so when you're connecting, come at it from that empowered place. I am needing to talk to my spiritual team. Doesn't have to be them. You can talk to anybody up there, you know. Okay, they're all there. They're all available to us at any time. But whoever you feel comfortable with. And many people start with a loved one. If they've lost a parent or a grandparent they were particularly close to, they're like, oh, I wish I could talk to my gran. Yeah, you can, right? But you can also talk to your guides that will know a lot more than your gran. And you can talk to your elders that know even more than your guides, because your guides have got hierarchy, just like the teachers. Right? There's guides, there's masters, there's elders, there's ascended masters. There's all of these higher level. Who do you need to talk to? Do you need to talk to a professor, or do you need to talk to your infant school teacher? The different levels have different knowledge. So depending on your question, your situation, who is the most appropriate to talk with? So if I've got a question about quantum physics, which I struggle to understand, I need to go and talk to a professor, not one of my guides.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Do you see? So when we're connecting, answering your question, I get there eventually. I always go around the houses.
No, this is brilliant.
When you're connecting, first of all, set the intention, I want to connect. All right, I am now connecting. The easiest way to start is whoever is the most appropriate being of light for me to connect with right now. Thank you very much. All right, always a bit of smattering of gratitude. They like a bit of appreciation. Okay, that always helps as well. And so I tend to say whoever is the most appropriate person. All right, when I'm connecting to do any of my work, I always connect with the highest beings of light available to me today. All right. And that gives you a bit of understanding that some days my vibration is not very high. And so I can't access the very high beings of light. All right. For me to get up there, I've got to be in a really good space. And a lot of the time I am. But I'm also human and I have ups and downs and I have challenges. And there are times where I can't connect up to Jesus or God. All right. It's like, go and talk to the boss. You've got to be right up in that high vibration to talk to the boss. But if you're having a bad day and you're angry and you're fed up and you, then you probably can't get that high, but you can get to your guide, right? They're always there. So start with, I'm choosing to connect to the highest being of light available to me today. And if I feel more comfortable feeling that that's my guide, because he's there or she's there all the way through my life. And for many people, they're angels. I teach a lot about angels too. Then connect where you feel most relaxed, most understood, and have a chat with them. And then you're asking them for your guidance. What do I need to know right now? How can I improve this situation, X, Y, Z? What can I do about it? And the problem that people have is they sit there waiting for the answer, like it's going to be a voice in their head, like the voice of God is going to boom in with the answers. It doesn't work like that. It comes into your own thoughts. Your own thought, you start getting ideas, aha moments. And we tend to say, now, is that me or is that you? All right. And when I know when it's them and not me, is I start using words I wouldn't use, like beloved or upon, you know, old fashioned words. It's like, that's when I know it's you, you know, and you'll see me in this when I'm doing my YouTube reading. Sometimes I'm saying words that I wouldn't use, you know, and so that's when you know it's them. When you're questioning those thoughts that pop in your head, is that the guidance I'm looking for? We want to then question, is it coming from fear or is it coming from love? Because your higher self and your guides will never give you any information that's fear-based, ever. If you have a private reading or you watch a YouTube reading and it's creating a lot of fear, it is not coming from the light. It is coming from the person's own. They're the source of what they're saying, and they're probably in a bit of a difficult energy right now, and that's what's coming through. But spirit, and I say spirit, basically anything that is in energy form rather than human form, will never create fear within you. So one of the easiest ways, I'm just asking, they're saying, just ask yourself, what would love say? And what would love do? When you feel into that and drop into it in your heart, connecting with the heart, then you get your answers and you realize that a lot of your ifs, buts, and maybes are coming from the ego, the fear, the shadow side, the insecurities, all of which are perfectly normal and healthy and natural. But when we're looking for guidance, what's in my highest good, what's in my best interests, then yes, we need to do a little bit of risk assessing. You know, is that safe? Is it appropriate? Does it feel right? But drop into the heart. What does the heart say? Does the heart say it's right? If the heart says, what the hell are you doing? Then I would seriously question it and step back. And we also have this idea of our relationship with our spiritual team as being very one-sided. And it's not, because you see, they're helping us to grow and become our best version of ourselves, helping our soul to grow and expand. But in so doing, see, this is when I know it's them. In so doing, I wouldn't say in so doing. That's when I know it's them.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.